It's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. We're going to wade back into political waters for the next several minutes. Nick Troiano is here. He is the founding executive director of an organization called Unite America, which looks to foster what it calls a more functional government. Mr. Troiano is in Idaho to participate in one of Treefort's many events. In fact, it's part of Hackfort, and the event poses the question, could opening Idaho's primaries improve governance? Mr. Troiano, good morning.
Great to be with you, George.
The title of this event is almost hypothetical because my sense is what you advocate for on a regular basis, on a daily basis, is to have more open government and more open primaries, yes?
Yes, and I recently wrote a book called The Primary Solution that makes an argument that party primaries have become the biggest solvable problem in our politics today.
Solvable?
Yes, emphasis on solvable, because there are many problems. But this is the one I believe that not only can we fix, but if we do, will make a significant impact on improving government.
Do you have a sense of why we haven't fixed it, or is it a matter of we've gotten to this space where we are more divided and more, quite possibly, dysfunctional in the process?
Well, a couple things have shifted over the past two decades in particular that have made party primaries a big driver of political division and dysfunction. You know, the first is that there has been a dramatic decrease in how competitive legislative districts are. The overwhelming number of them are lopsided so that they entirely favor Democrats or Republicans.
Well, welcome to Idaho, by the way, where we have a supermajority and the Republican Party has a closed primary.
Which means that the November election is over in most places before it even begins.
For certain. Our upcoming primary is, quite frankly, has become a lot more critical.
So that's challenge number one, is that the primary is the whole ballgame. And challenge number two is that fewer people are able to participate in these elections by virtue of the way that they are registered to vote.
Right.
As you know, about a decade ago, Idaho closed its primaries. It used to be open so that anyone can participate. Today, it's only those that are registered with the Republican Party, which not only locks out the other party, but it also locks out the growing number of voters that are unaffiliated with either party, which happen to be close to a majority of veterans, a majority of young people, which means that these elections are not representative of a true majority.
But the Constitution doesn't say anything about how parties choose their candidates, and the parties basically pick the rules. So how do you punch through that bag?
Yeah, the Constitution doesn't even talk about political parties. You know, the founders didn't imagine that there would be the parties, but they developed over time, and then they had to choose a way of selecting their standard bearer, which is how we invented the direct primary a century ago. But in the modern era, the challenge is that all citizens of Idaho and across the country are paying for the administration of these primary elections. And by virtue of that, these are not elections that are solely for these private organizations. These are government-run and taxpayer-funded, and that's the reason why we believe that every voter should have the freedom to vote for any candidate in every election.
Is the intention to codify this? Because, again, the party's going to do what the party's going
to
do.
And they ought to have their own discretion in the way that they recruit, support, and endorse candidates. What the government does in its own election should be a separate question. And right now, across the state of Idaho, there are 2,000 volunteers gathering over 60,000 signatures to put an initiative on this November's ballot that would open the primaries so that every voter can vote for any candidate in every election.
I'm guessing you may have also heard that it's becoming increasingly difficult to put initiatives on ballots.
But the state, as many Western states do, has a proud tradition of the initiative process where if the legislature is not being responsive to the will of the majority, there is a way for citizens to rise up and demand that kind of accountability. And that is how other states, including Alaska and Nevada in recent years, have pursued changes similar to what we're now seeing in Idaho. So it's entirely possible and it's necessary. If people are displeased with the outcomes that they're seeing in government and the options they're seeing on their ballot, the solution to that is to address the systemic cause of that, which is our party primary system.
No big surprise. I don't think it's a big secret that a fair amount of people register as Republicans who are nowhere near identifying themselves truly as Republicans just so they can participate in that primary. That's probably not too uncommon, but I'm also going to guess that's kind of a side door or a backdoor way of getting into this, right?
Yeah, and it's also one of the reasons why when those opponents claim, oh, we can't do this because then others are going to be trying to select our candidate. Well, guess what? It's already happening,
yeah. And
it's not producing good outcomes at that. And so the system that the state would move to under this proposed initiative would be the parties can use their own process to nominate a candidate, but the citizens of Idaho and their taxpayer-funded elections ought to have a process by which every voter has a right to vote for anyone. And then secondly, and importantly, a majority winner is selected. Right now in our elections, you only need to win the most votes, you know, one more than your opponent, not a true majority.
Right.
And our government was founded on the idea of a representative republic where we would elect leaders who would represent a majority of voters. We don't have that today. So that's the other part that this initiative would do.
And again, this effort, am I hearing you right? This effort is a state-by-state effort. It's not necessarily some national campaign.
Exactly, which is part of the reason why I believe this problem is so solvable, is that it doesn't require a constitutional amendment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't require an act of Congress. Every state, the Constitution says, can set the time, place, and manner of their elections. And so states have done this legislatively. States have done this at the ballot, of changing their laws to better represent the true will of the majority.
He is Nick Troiano, and he is the founding executive director of Unite America. Mr. Troiano, have a good time in your visit here to Idaho. We hope you come back often. But for now, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks so much.